Good morning. I'm Larry Black. I'm with Peace River Packing Company, currently serving as president of the CRDF.
The CRDF Executive Committee met today to discuss your structure. Tell us a little bit about the background.
Right. CRDF was organized as a direct support organization of the University of Florida upon its founding. University of Florida is reviewing all of its DSOs, and the university has a number from Gator Boosters across the board. There's lots of DSOs within IFAS and throughout the organization. The Board of Trustees is reviewing all the DSOs and has found that CRDF may not fit the governance standards they have adopted.
In fact, I believe you and Rick Dantzler went to the governance committee of the UF trustees recently, and they indicated you could be decertified in September.
Right. On Monday, when we attended the governance committee meeting, it was clear that more work was needed. The Board of Trustees will continue to work on the issue and make a recommendation to the Board of Trustees, and the target is September.
It's my understanding there are two sticking points. One, the DSO would require all monies to be spent with the University of Florida, IFAS, and two, UF would have authority over all monies that you spend on research, and those are some sticking points, correct?
They are. What makes CRDF great is it's grower-driven. We have a board of directors who run a competitive grant process to select the best projects that are submitted when we issue a request for proposals. Frankly, most of the money, the vast majority of our money, already goes to IFAS, but we do support other projects with USDA, ARS, other land-grant institutions, and also private companies over the years. So we want the autonomy to put grower dollars, the research dollars we're able to get from the legislature, in the best projects possible to deliver solutions to the industry to solve this horrible disease, HLB, and all the other functions we do here at CRDF.
And I know you said you want autonomy. I would imagine most growers would want that for CRDF, wouldn't you think?
Absolutely. We don't want a separation from the university, but the autonomy is essential to deliver solutions quicker to the industry.
So where do we go from here? I believe you instructed Rick Dantzler to pursue other options.
Right. My first choice would to be remain at the university. I think that would be the best case scenario. Hopefully over the next several months, there will be work and a solution can be found for us to stay as the DSO of the University of Florida, IFAS. That would be great. Some other models that have been discussed would be with the Department of Agriculture. We already have the research order that's in place through, I believe, 2022 that collects the grower box tax that provides our funding. Another potential model that's been discussed is potentially an alliance with the Department of Citrus to administer research dollars.
And you're trying to get more answers, I think, from the university on what would happen if you were decertified. Do you go to a screeching halt or can you continue, correct?
That's it. We just want more information. We currently have two board members that are UF IFAS representatives, but this is really a Board of Trustees issue. The General Counsel of the university is engaged, and we just need more details of what this means as far as timing for our staff and for our overall function.
I know you all meet as a full board next week in Bonita Springs. Probably no resolution to this issue then, right?
Right, and frankly, I don't expect an update. I don't think we'll know more next week than we know today.
Anything you'd like to add about this whole situation?
Right. This is definitely a distraction. We want to focus on solving HLB for growers, and this is an unfortunate distraction. Our board's engaged, and we'll find a solution working with the university to get past this and back to our core mission of developing solutions for the industry.
We've kind of had those restrictions ever since the beginning for the DSO, that the money should be spent, and the university kind of let those slide. Is that correct?
the state statute can be interpreted several different ways. There's a key word that says primarily, and CRDF, since its founding, has used that word primarily for the benefit of the university to mean the bulk of our money, and that's what happens. I believe about 65% of our overall research projects have gone to the university over time. But we have, as a board, selected projects with other organizations, USDA, ARS, other land grants, and private companies through our competitive grant process. But the university is a great partner. It's unfortunate this strict interpretation has come down the pike, but we'll work through it.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.